with a K-A-M, Kamchatka.
Yeah.
And I think it's a mix of semen and vodka.
I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world. But I do know that if you don't let us fuck this asshole, we are gonna have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit.
Come to me, son of Jor-El! Kneel before Zod!
I mean, you're getting all worked up over a fucking porno mag! Who has goddamn porno mags anymore? Welcome to the 21st century, Buck Rogers!
You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
You know when you go to an apartment building and you smell other people's cooking on each floor and you're going, where are they cooking? That plus crap.
I like your nurse's uniform, guy.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they?
You know, when you like you grab a woman's breast and it's... and you feel it and it feels like a bag of sand.
If I wanted to kill myself, I'd fucking kill myself. I'd be awesome at it. A shotgun to the dick.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie. Your weekly podcast for all your comic shitty needs.
For all your nerdy needs, geeky garbage and kitschy
there
comedy.
There it is. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole Wise.
Yeah.
Woo!
We're back, baby.
Dude, it was a long weekend.
What was I supposed to do this weekend? I had nothing to do.
Yeah?
Nothing.
So I had to go.
You have no friends besides your podcast buddies.
That's it. So I had to go to a rock show, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I reported live from the rock show. Maybe we'll play it a little later.
Sweet.
For the news. We'll do it for the news. But yeah.
Cool.
So you guys were camping up at Lake Minnegoshi.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you guys fish for mud puppies?
We didn't fish, but we caught something.
Malaria? You guys still get that up there?
No, we caught a fuck ton of leeches on our feet.
Yeah.
I still had a little bit of blood clotted up on it this morning.
There's like two lakes. Well, there's a bunch of lakes around there.
There's Lake Minnegoshi and Sharp Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sharp Lake is you have to kind of hike to it or, you know, walk through a path. We brought our canoe and walked it down there. Four of us hopped in. Nancy, Thurston, Cole, and then me.
In one canoe?
It was sitting pretty low to the,
sounds like
to the
it.
Water.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then, so we get in the water, we cruise for a little bit. We've done this before.
And Elijah knows I want to get out of the canoe. I told him, like, I'm going to get out right here. And he's like, don't do it. You'll tip over the canoe. He's like, okay. And then we go a little further, and he's like, well, there's a shoreline. We could go there. And I was like, I'm getting out here. And then I just flip backwards out of the canoe.
I wasn't expecting it. I thought he would like kind of help us brace ourselves instead of, you know, but he just like stood up and fell over. And I was
didn't
like,
stand
Jesus.
Up. I just fell backwards right out of the canoe.
Newton's third law, baby.
Yeah.
It worked.
So
action.
I tell him, give me my flippers. And he gives me my flippers and they start going to the island and I put my flippers on in the middle of the lake and I get a good distance.
Yeah, I couldn't see him anymore. I don't know where the hell he went at this point.
Maybe 50 yards, and then I was like, shit, these fucking hurt. And then I realized I left the things that keep them like in the shape that they're supposed to be. I left them in there, and it's hard fucking plastic, and it's biting into the
right in your cankle?
The front part of my cankle.
Oh, okay.
Like across
the top part of your foot or what?
Yeah, across from the Achilles tendon. It was biting into there.
Dick.
Like pretty fucking bad. But I made it over there, and then I took that insides out. And
we get to the shore, and Thurston has his life jacket on. He hops in the water. He goes for a swim. Nancy puts on her life jacket. She goes for a swim. I'm just not in the mood for swimming. So I pretty much just get my legs in the water, and I'm walking back and forth on the shore.
I never had a life jacket. And so
big is this lake?
It's decent size. It's not as big as Lake Minnegoshi. It's small enough where you could canoe around the whole thing in an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a life jacket.
And there's different sections.
I canoed over to a different island, and I was walking around. And I'd see, like, you know, your fish, the darker of the two.
Yeah.
I seen a bunch of little catfish, like, all swimming in a big globe, like a little school on top of the weeds. They were like, they were big enough where you could tell they were catfish.
Yeah. And are they bullheads or something?
Bullheads or something. But they were smaller than a frog, but they were bigger than a tadpole.
They were adorable.
They were awesome. And they were black. They were just black as midnight and gorgeous. So I swam back to where they were as fast as I could, telling them, hey, guys, we should get in the canoe and come over, check this out, right? But that didn't happen because
we all kind of get out and we're just standing around talking. Somebody noticed a leech on someone else.
I look down and I go, oh shit, I got leeches on me. And Thurston picks up his foot, and I had a bunch of leeches on me. Thurston picks up his foot, and he's got like six times more. Like his feet are just crawling.
And I'm looking at these guys like, oh, you guys are nasty. You're out swimming. And then I look at my feet, and I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Like, and I know exactly when I got mine. I step in this fucking half shit, half mud, half clay stuff, and I lift it out.
Yeah, right off the shore when you get in the water.
And I can see them just attacking me, you know, and just latching on. Thurston had been in that shit for a while.
He kept sticking his legs in. He's like, I'm sinking. It's quicksand. Like, he's just getting,
how many
getting,
did you
like,
pull off
eaten.
Of you?
Off of me, I took off maybe fucking anywhere between 25 and 50.
Holy shit! Yeah.
Off and of Thurston had way more.
Off of him, we took
Holy
off probably,
fuck.
Like, I mean, they were small. They were tiny. They were hard to find. Mm-hmm.
Probably
you'd
about...
You'd touch your feet with your fingers, and then they'd start latching onto your fingers. I got one up under my toenail. That was a hard one to get out. Like,
jeez.
And then I looked at mine. I had probably 10 total.
Yeah, he was in the water for like no time at all. Thurston had a buttload. They were hard to see because they were small.
I had one good one. It was sort of almost an inch long and right on the side of my foot. And when I plucked that thing...
you know the trick like to get those off, right? You just take a handful of sand and you just rub it. They come right off.
Well, I wish I would have known that.
Yeah, yesterday. And then my mom's like, oh, did you bring salt? Like, no, we didn't bring salt.
Yeah, we brought salt into the canoe
right.
for the impromptu picnic we weren't going to have.
Yeah, she was like, why didn't you have salt while you were camping? I'm like, we brought salt while we were camping, but,
you
know, we didn't.
You were at the
campsite. Miles away from the campsite.
And
definitely sand next time. You just rub it off.
They have some sort of something.
Yes, anticoagulant.
Right. Just make you bleed and
forever.
Bleed and bleed, and you don't even feel it, so it must be a numbing.
Yeah,
I had
stuff too.
I had three spots in my foot that were bleeding. Thurston was bleeding between the cracks in his toes, between all of them except for two of the cracks in his toes, and like just out the sides of his ankle and off the top of his foot.
It was gross. We kept giving him toilet paper, and it was just filling up with blood. And
he's dead.
Like,
you guys had to leave him. He died of blood loss.
We had to. Yeah, we just had to leave him.
Dude, he says he'll never go in a canoe again. It was like, dude, when you got out of the canoe, that's when you got the leeches. Mm-hmm. You know,
you should have told him he's going to have a superpower now. He's Leech Boy.
Yeah, Leech Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, earlier he was saying that he saw the spider. He wanted to get bit by it and get superpowers.
Now he's got leech powers.
I had superpowers for a little bit.
The ability to suck?
Pretty much. I got right before when I was prepping for the camping trip, I was about to open up our pop-up camper. Oh. And there's these panels on either side that are kind of cracked in. This is the pop-up I got from you,
yeah,
by the
well,
way.
My parents. I have
janky.
Never used that thing.
It's janky and
it
it's
is.
Cracked open. And well, the bees ended up...
The wasp.
Took it over. So one end was just full of wasps, and Cole had gotten me that salt shotgun shooter.
Yeah.
And I took out like 11 of them. It was an all-out war at this point. Because I wanted to go camping, and I wanted these motherfuckers out. I forgot or didn't realize that they're also on the other side in that panel. So when I went to crank it, 15 of them shot out.
I'm guessing it was a little like this, huh? What is that?
Oh, Not the beast! Not the beast!
Ah! It was exactly like that.
I love my eyes! My eyes! Ah!
Ah! It was the worst. And two of them, like, shot out and, like, got me, like, right
got
here.
Him
it looks
up
so
on
much
his upper
better
right bicep
now. Oof. But it was two right in the same spot. It looks like a vampire bite. And my arm looks just about normal right now. But
under his bicep on his forearm,
it swelled up
like Popeye
next
size.
To the bicep. And then, like, the forearm swelled up. I had this Popeye arm. And for a little while, I thought maybe I'd gained some sort of power where just the one arm was going to be really strong.
Yeah, just like punching holes in walls and shit.
Right.
No, but no.
It's his right arm. It always looks like that.
Why is that?
Poor guy.
And yeah, and then like it was all jelly and squishy, and like my elbow was like just this like blob.
Sack.
Yeah, he was complaining all night, like how his arm was just burning up, like it was on fire and shit.
You guys got to watch
it, it was so hot. Like you touch it, and it was like holy shit. We kept buying ice. I used most of it on my arm, so we had to keep going and buy ice.
Dude, no, the thing was like I felt bad for him, but I just couldn't care because I had been throwing up the night before. And
Why?
I was just sick.
Okay, so it wasn't
I went
like
to work,
due to alcohol
no,
or anything?
No,
okay,
I
okay.
went to work. I woke up at like noon and just started packing until 5, and then I go to work, and I'm fine, I'm working. 6:30 and I get nauseous and dizzy, and 7 o'clock I'm just fucking puking. And I puked up enough where like I burned my throat with the acid.
Oh,
and so the next day, like my throat was just on fire. Like it had swollen up so bad that I woke up at 5:30 the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost called Elijah to tell him that I couldn't go camping because I couldn't talk.
Right.
Like, well, I didn't call him up. I almost texted him because I honestly couldn't say anything. Like, and anytime I ate anything that just was remotely tart, like a pickle, it would just burn from my throat, the bottom of my throat to my right ear, you know, and just like my right earlobe. It was just killing me. I was dying.
Yeah.
So I felt bad for him. But at the same time, I was dealing with my own shit.
And like
shit
the first
here.
Night, too, like he didn't drink at all. And when we stayed up late, he was going to bed. I thought he was wasted. He was like, I'm going to go back to bed. I was like, holy shit, like, he's so drunk.
Yeah.
But he was just sick.
I was totally sober. I was just sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
So mine is him vomiting, and mine is my Popeye arm from the bee stings.
The leeches.
And minus the leeches.
So you got the regurgitator.
Dude, it was still a great trip. We had a lot of fucking fun.
The regurgitator, stinger, and leech boy.
And good food. That's the other thing. We made a lot of good steaks.
Food.
I had steaks that marinated ribeyes for 2. It might have turned out to be 3 days because we did them the next day. Those were pretty good. I did Philly cheesesteak sandwiches on the grill with Wiz.
we put sausage links on the end of some skewers and we just grilled them like they were marshmallows.
Yep. And
worked out pretty good.
They were good. All right.
Worked out really good.
Cool.
And I don't eat hot dogs. I think hot dogs are bullshit. But I got these like good ones from Cloverdale that I get Thurston, and I brought them for him. And then one night, we were just up late, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. I got nothing. I just want something now. Give me a hot dog.
Right.
And it was fucking awesome. It's the best hot dog I've had, maybe ever.
Hebrew Nationals are pretty good, I got to say.
And then we also got this, like, crescent roll thing. Some of it worked out, but on our skewers, we would just kind of wrap it around and then put that in the fire.
Like Pillsbury Doughboy crescent rolls.
Right.
Oh, right.
And then just heat that over the fire like a breadstick.
Some of them worked out really well, and some of them didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Probably the best one that worked out was one that I put around a sausage link.
Sure.
And then you had a breaded sausage link. So.
There was one girl, too, like who was at the way end of the camp. We were close to the bathroom. And I saw this girl maybe 15 times a day.
The redheaded chick?
Yeah,
the one with
so.
The dyed red hair.
Yeah,
I never brought her up, but yeah, I seen her like all the time. It's like, what's wrong with your fucking bladder?
I think
bladder?
She has like IBS or whatever that is. Just nonstop, like going to take a shit.
Yeah,
and I saw her this morning twice.
Yeah. You seen her both times too, or what, did you see her?
I was
different
up
times.
I was up before you guys. Here's the other fucking thing. I'm using my phone last night. Cole and I stayed up till what 2:30 last
3
night.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. I stayed up way later because I had a few drinks. And I was like, well, if I go to sleep right now, I might feel like shit. Let me just kind of wear this out. So I put on Shaun of the Dead on my phone.
Okay.
And I watched that for a good while. And then it freezes and my phone's just fucked up. So I have to like take it apart, pull out the battery and put that back in. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'm going back to bed. And I go back to bed and I hear the machines going because they're doing construction right next to us
at 2:30 in the morning.
No,
he was. I went to bed at 3. He tried watching a movie. It must have been like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, 6 in the morning. They're doing their shit. I had to get up and take a shit. I'm pretty much under the assumption that it's 10. I get back and I look at my phone and I lay down a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be noon soon, and then it gets close to that, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting up, and like Cole's still in his tent. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? He was the one who was going to get up and get ready. Thurston's sleeping in, obviously. Nancy, I was kind of surprised that she was sleeping in. So I'm packing up all this shit, and I'm putting it in the truck. And it's like after 12 at this point, 12:30. And then I plug in my iPod, and then my iPod says a different time. And it's like 8:45. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. What is going on here? Then I look at my tablet, says the same thing, 8:45. So then I look at my phone, and it says January 1st, Thursday, and it's afternoon.
What year is it?
I don't know.
What
I don't know.
What year is it? Wait a second.
So what happened
was... Was it overcast?
No, I don't get service out there.
No, the sky, was it overcast?
Yeah. Oh, okay, it was. Okay. It was.
That makes
a little
sense.
Bit this morning. Yeah. So, and plus, I was like, man, it's really nice and cool for being, you know,
noon,
almost one. And it's like, I thought it was going to be a lot hotter today. But yeah, and then I found out my phone was just fucked up and that I got up super early. And
so
I didn't go to bed till, if we didn't go to bed till like 3 something, maybe close to 4:30. Probably woke up, I took a dump maybe around 6:30 in the morning, came back, and then I was probably up at about 8:30.
How many dumps did you take today? If you took one at 6:30, I know you took another one at like 10:30.
He caught what the redhead caught.
We ate a bunch of food last night before we went to bed. It was the sausage things, the breadstick stuff. I had another hot dog like right before we went to bed.
Here's your problem. You can't swallow that shit whole, bud. You just chew it. Chew your food.
But it was a good camping trip. And
yeah, we'll come back to...
and I'm tired as shit.
Since you don't got a Taylor's 10, we'll come back to the camping trip a little later.
Yeah, sounds good.
At the 10 part.
Yeah, because I didn't get invited. But I thank you guys. I fucking hate camping so much.
Yeah?
Seriously. If you want to see me... Have a shitty
I don't
time.
Want. I don't want you around camping anyway. I'd probably hear your fucking throat farts through the goddamn tent.
Let's hit some news, huh?
All right.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture. I guess I had this image in my head. Where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just gonna tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Alright, so let's watch the video from over the weekend. There you go. Yeah, film it. Facebook Live, we're here to show. Filming at a show, drinking beer, listening to the tunes. With us we have a guy from Grime. Pan over to a guy from Grime. Here they all are, at the show. Here we are.
drinking beer. With Taylor Billings, this is Facebook Live, signing out.
You're not a very good reporter, Taylor.
No, that was the time.
At the shop?
Yeah, I was at the shop, and we're supposed to play a show there, but you said you might not be able to. What's going on?
Is that the one on the 13th?
Strapplehammer.
Strap hanger.
That's the one.
Yeah. I'm on a canoe trip that weekend.
Okay.
And it depends on when we float in, really. From
okay.
I'm going up north, and we're just taking the river down for 3 days.
Oh, right. Oh, this is the trip.
Yeah.
This is the trip.
Yeah,
okay.
The trip. So every year I do this. Normally we get in around 5 or 6. So we could do it if we jam sometime that week.
Sure.
But again, you know, I'm gone that Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday.
Well, anyway, it was a pretty fun show. Nick from Grime. He put on the show. Grime played. A few other bands played. I stole a sticker from Josh Renner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about it.
It was all local?
It was all local. And then and then we got fucking dumped on. And then...
In the video, it looked really dark and
crazy. I won't play that video because it's like a 20-minute video of us driving back in the hailstorm. So I decided to Facebook Live that. It was pretty nuts. So Cole, not only did I do... a report about drinking beer.
All you said was, I'm drinking beer, and you said, there's some people, and you didn't interview anybody.
Well, I wasn't going to walk. I wasn't going to interview that guy from Grime. I don't know him too well, so I thought, whatever. But what else we got for news?
Usher gave a chick herpes, apparently, and now he has to pay her $1.1 million, and then she wants $20 million, and then other chicks have come forward saying that he gave them herpes, too. And they want to file a big ass lawsuit against
them. Can you prove where you got
your herpes?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, I got this particular strain.
The one
this
chick said
Usher strain from Usher.
The one chick said that she's seen a green discharge. You were drinking and now you're choking.
Gross. How about some comic book movie news? You want me?
There's been a lot. What do you got?
I've got this story.
We were
which was fucking hilarious.
Okay.
I don't know why this came up. Anyway, it's about the reshoots that they have to do for the Justice League. They thought they were done. They're not, and they have to do $25 million in reshoots. That's what it's going to cost them, right? And who's the guy that plays Superman?
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill currently has a mustache.
Okay.
Because he's filming a. Some Back to the Future movie or something. Oh, Mission Impossible, that's it. And he's under contract to keep this mustache, right?
Okay.
So they're calling him in to do these reshoots because I don't think they planned on him being in the movie initially, but now they're going to have him. I don't know what's going on there. So they have to CGI out his mustache.
Holy shit. That's hilarious.
And I hope they do a really shitty job with it. I really hope they do.
He should have just went who's the Joker in the... Batman 66.
Vincent.
Yeah, you just paint over it.
Just paint over it. I can't remember the guy's name.
Shave this shit. Just paint it. Paint over it.
Okay.
Paint over your mustache. What the hell are you talking about?
The Rock will not be in the Shazam movie now.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was like going to be the thing.
Yeah, it was
Black Adam.
Yeah, he's Black Adam, but I guess Black Adam's not going to be in the Shazam movie because The Rock ain't going to be in it. And I think they're still going to have the Black Adam in a future Superman movie.
So he's still
going to
be Black Adam or not?
Yeah, I believe so.
Just not in that movie?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's very little.
Shazam's got other people he can go up against. So.
Yeah, who gives a shit, though?
Yeah, well, that's cool. Just the way it is. I'm happy you didn't know about that one. You look pissed off.
A little bit.
Both of you kind of looked pissed off for a second there.
Not like super pissed, but you know, yeah.
All right, what else we got for news? Because I'm done.
So, you guys, we have collectively never seen the movie The Room. Yet we've used the quote from this movie.
Yeah, right.
You're
right,
tearing me apart, Lisa.
You keep using it. It's a dumb quote.
You got to do that accent better.
You do realize that they're making a movie about that movie, right?
Yeah, I just seen it. I just seen it.
And it looks fucking hilarious.
Yeah, okay? It does.
And this is based off of the book that his co-star wrote about the making of this film.
Right.
So apparently the dude, I don't know his name.
Who?
The guy from The Room, the guy who directed The Room.
Yeah,
who cares?
He's got a shitty name.
Whatever his shitty name is. Apparently he's suing because they got some facts wrong. Like the 37 takes it took him to do the Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They sued him, and I thought it was hilarious. Have you ever seen him, though? I guess they do all these festivals all over the place and show this film, and he shows up there, and people think that he's really well-respected, but he's just...
Right. I'm thinking, like, for a while, he was just pissed off that people are just shitting on this movie, and now...
He's just accepted it?
It's got, like, a weird cult following, and... He must have, like, an agent or somebody who's like, you know what? You just got to suck it up and show up at these places, and these fans will want to see you and take right. your autograph, and you can charge them $40 or whatever.
Fucking A, right.
I'm sure that's happening.
Right.
All right.
That's it. Next.
All right, that's it. You want to intro me in here, Cole?
Yes, Cole.
Hello, listeners. This is the casting call. With Elijah Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it well. My fucking throat is still
sexy. Sounded good. It sounded good.
It didn't sound good, man. I used to be able to get it deeper.
Elijah Kirby.
Now I can't do it.
this was actually under like one of the newest trailers. I just want to talk about this trailer. I put it under casting call because like a few of these cool people are all putting this one movie that I didn't even know was going to get made. It's called Triple Threat. Heard about this?
It's not about WWE, is it?
Yeah, it's not about three people trying to win a wrestling match, is it?
No. Is that a WWE thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, stars in this movie, they got a bunch of action stars. Some you aren't going to know, and some you might. Tony Jaa.
Yeah.
Ong Bak. Some of the newer ones he was in.
I liked Ong Bak.
Yeah. He did.
I saw that one,
the
Cole.
Newest Triple X movie, Never Back Down. Was it the sequel or
who else is in it?
Iko Uwais.
I don't know this guy
from the Raid. Ever seen the Raid?
I heard about that.
That
one.
Movie is awesome.
I guess I think it was you who told me I have to see it, and I've never found it on like Netflix or anything.
Tiger Chen. He's a stunt guy. He was stunt guy for the Matrix movies, and now he's turned into like a martial arts actor.
Okay.
Selena Jade.
Nope.
She played Shadow on Arrow.
Okay, I know her. Oh, she was in Spartacus also.
Nice.
I think.
Jija Yanin, just a martial shorts.
Parts that kill.
Yeah, she does that shit. Michael Bisping.
Okay. So it's going to be a shitty movie.
Wait, Michael Jai White.
Yep, you're confirming it's going to be a bad movie, a low budget action movie.
And Scott Adkins. I don't care. The trailer looks awesome. Check it out. But
Bisping, why do I know this name?
UFC MMA. Middleweight champion.
That's it.
British twat.
Do you hate right. everybody from that country?
No,
Cole?
This guy's a dick.
Okay.
Do you hate like everyone weird? In MMA?
No, he just McGregor.
And Bisping.
And Michael Bisping.
And the Queen of England.
Fuck him.
All right.
There cool. go our British listeners.
It looks like a pretty good trailer, though.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a well-done badass action movie, but...
Is this like a subtitle type thing, or is this going to be a...
I don't think
so. A major movie, or major studio release.
Well, they did... it was a Comic-Con trailer.
It was, okay.
That they released, so...
Nice.
Hoping it's going to be badass. Who else was just cast? Well... No word yet on James Bond, but they are going to do a new James Bond, and they just set a date for it, November 19th, 2019.
Really? They don't have... It must not take that long to shoot those movies or something. Wow.
They probably already have it all outlined, and they just got to finish up a
right.
script.
I think they just have to see if he's going to be in it or not, or just get a new guy.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, why not? And then Sarah Paulson joins the cast of M. Night Shyamalan's Glass.
Woo!
Don't know what this is going to be, but...
it's got to be the sequel to the...
Think so?
I think so.
I mean,
why not?
If it's just so. Called Glass, kind of makes me wonder if he's doing that.
Unbreakable, Split, Splice, Splice? Split.
Unbreakable and Split, yeah.
Split, that's
yeah, it's some sort of...
trilogy.
Right.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for the casting news.
All right. Whomp, whomp, whomp,
whomp. But that was hot and sexy. Yeah.
What are we going into then?
You want to do some colon sports?
Yeah.
Sure.
Basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. The sports were cold. Don't shit your shorts. It's just cold on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Got another video for you guys to watch.
We're going to have to change the name of Colon Sports to just plain sports.
Here you go.
Done shit.
Here's a video for you guys.
Well, you're going to have to talk to the guy who made the...
What? We already knew this shit was happening.
Freedom! The juice is loose!
You crazy bastard.
I got shit out last week for bringing it up whenever I did, and Cole said, hey, that's sports news. So last week he was...
you have to describe to the listeners who don't know what we're talking about what you're talking about.
I'm getting there, Cole. So last week we were talking about how O.J. Simpson was up for parole, mm-hmm. and the parole board met with them, and he's free come October. But apparently, do we talk about his masturbating in his
cell?
That's
a rumor.
No, we have not.
So apparently...
Yeah. That's a rumor.
It's a rumor, but we should bring that up because it's fucking hilarious.
So, a rumor has it, allegedly, Mr. Simpson was pleasuring himself, as we call it in the industry.
in his cell.
In his cell. And that may have notched him for parole. But apparently it didn't affect him too much because he is getting out in October.
Which sucks because how many jokes could have been made about him doing that? Yeah, and you know, him being the juice and whatnot.
The juice is literally
the
loose?
Jizz.
Yeah.
Calling him the jizz instead.
Right.
Sure.
The jizz. They called him Stinky, too. He had a bunch of different nicknames, but one of them was Stinky. Because he
Why?
Just smells.
Really?
Yeah, this was a while ago. He just wasn't showering. And
was this in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's been there for a good 9 years.
Yeah.
Close to that. I was really surprised when I found that out. I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
Stinky.
That's what you get when you try to steal back your memorabilia, I guess.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, he should be in prison because he murdered two people.
Allegedly.
I'm not even going to say that.
Allegedly.
And, they threw the book at him for whatever crime this was.
Well, he robbed people at gunpoint.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that, even if it was your memorabilia.
If it used to be your shit.
Yeah, but what was, like, the full term, you know?
Assault? What?
He was 30 years or something like that, but still with parole, so it's like... He is totally
getting a reality TV show.
I don't get that. Like, I know he's going to be rich and he's going to be out golfing. And
is he though? Does he have the money?
Yeah, I doubt
well,
it.
No. He. Some reason he's able to. I don't know how it's going to work. Like, he doesn't get this money, but he can do all this shit. So he can pretty much live the high life. But
I'm gonna go rob somebody at gunpoint so I can live the high life in 9 years.
Yeah, but did you were you a great superstar in the 70s?
Yes.
Were you in a couple awesome movies? They called you Nordberg.
Nordberg? No, but
that was another one. Some of the cops in the prison just call him Nordberg.
That's great. What else? I'm going to a Vikings game.
Oh, yeah?
That's pretty newsworthy.
When are you doing that?
September 24th. We're going to hit up Minneapolis, and we're going to go watch the Vikings take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I will report live from U.S. Bank Stadium. Probably cool. Have a few in me.
Is that the one that is killing all the birds?
That's the one, killing all the birds.
Cool.
Fucking awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck the birds, man.
Fuck the birds.
So I guess that's all my sports news. You're welcome, Cole.
Yep. We'll do. What are we going on to?
Wrestling.
All right.
Bang, bang, bang.
All my life, all
Whoops.
I ever wanted was
one.
To be a wrestler. Bye.
Oh, I like
How about
that.
This one?
Why you mess with the volume like that, dude?
Well.
Nancy was saying, yeah, so on the way up, On the way up to Metagoshi, I listened to the podcast. And I was like, oh, did you? I was like, do you think it was good? She's like, well, every time you guys do the songs, the volume goes up and down. And I was like, does it? And she's like, yeah. And now I've noticed every time we play one of these songs, you're sitting there fucking with the volume.
That was extreme. I do have to fix that one because that is very quiet. I'm at full volume on here.
And I have to turn it up to full volume. That's just the way it fucking goes.
It was fine at first, and then all of a sudden you blast it.
Then what happens is Elijah forgets to turn off his thing, so I have to turn it down, and then it's like time for his next segment. What is the wrestling news, Cole? I hear you wanted to do something.
Last night was Battleground, which is a pay-per-view, yes. And it happened on a Sunday, and since I was out of town, I wasn't here. So what we're going to do is Taylor is going to tell me the match, and I'm going to guess to see who won.
You don't even know the matches?
I know the matches, but I'm going to guess to see who won, and Taylor's going to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
And if I'm right, he's going to be like, all right. And if I'm wrong, he's going to be like, nice try, dipshit.
Nice try, dipshit. Okay. We're not doing pre-show, are we?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Yeah, I think I got the pre-show list right here.
Oh, I didn't even watch the pre-show.
Oh, shit. Well.
Well, just do it anyway. I'll tell you who won.
Okay. Do we got... I got Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English.
Okay.
I'm guessing Ty Dillinger.
Yes.
Where's the little thing that goes...
Oh!
God damn it. You got to give me a...
Let me find it. Oh, farted. Because, you know, I didn't watch the pre-show. So your guess is as good as mine.
You know who won, though.
I have no idea. I did not watch the pre-show at all. I have no idea about the pre-show.
You didn't read up on it or nothing?
Did you read up on anything?
No, because I knew I was going to play this game with you.
Okay, how many pre-show matches were there?
There was. Do you know about Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English?
I didn't even know.
Okay, Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis.
That was not a pre.
Okay, I would guess that Mike Kanellis had to win that one.
Fast forwarded through that match.
You didn't even watch it.
That match. Keep going.
AJ. I don't know. That better be a buzz for him, not for me.
Yep.
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens.
Who do you think?
AJ Styles.
What? I should hit that button.
I don't know.
Bam, bam. Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
Dude, let's talk about that match a little bit.
Kevin Owens got his ass beat?
No, Kevin Owens won.
Oh.
Okay, what happened?
Kevin Owens won, and it was the weirdest. It wasn't a very great match. It was whatever, but the finish was fucky. For whatever reason, they decided to throw AJ Styles at the referee. Referee gets knocked down. Okay.
So,
he's all out of his faculties. And normally in a situation like that, when the heel is in the submission hold, the heel's tapping out, right? And the ref can't see it to get heat on the heel. They didn't even do that. So they did the submission thing back and forth, right? And then all of a sudden, AJ Styles gets his shoulders down on the mat, and it's a 1-2-3 count. He wins clean. Huh. It's like, what the fuck?
Well,
really strange. Weird way to end that match. But
then I'm happy I didn't see it. Shinsuke versus Baron Corbin. I think Shinsuke won.
How did he win?
I don't know. Did he win or not? Did he win by disqualification?
Oh, you know he did. He got kicked right in the dick. Oh.
I get it.
Okay. He got kicked right in the dick.
Fatal
dude.
Five-way. This one sucks because there's really five people in it. No,
it was a five-way elimination match.
Okay.
Sounds hot.
I'm going to narrow it down to two people and tell me if I'm right on one of the two. Becky Lynch or Tamina?
Nope.
Okay, so just give me a buzz.
Who was it then?
I don't know. That was the two that I had it narrowed down to.
Natalya? I don't know. Fuck WWE.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. John Cena versus Rusev. John Cena had to have won. Don't press the button. Just tell us if he won.
Yes, he won.
Well,
sorry. God damn it. You guys suck. You guys are the worst at this.
Give him three more.
Okay. The Usos versus the New Day.
Yeah.
I hope the Usos won, but I think the New Day won.
Okay.
So the New Day.
New Day won.
Okay.
We'll have to watch a spot from this because it was absolutely crazy. And it was weird because Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston were in. And Big E was on the outside of the ring.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is strange for a championship tag team. Yeah. And Xavier Woods does this new elbow drop from the top rope, like across the ring.
Cool.
And here he does it, but one of the Usos hit him with a super kick right as he hit the ground. I was like, holy shit. Quite the spot and match of the night.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jinder versus Randy Orton. I'm guessing Jinder had to have won.
It's a Punjabi prison match. So what do you think happened in this one?
I seen a spoiler on a certain person coming out. I don't know the end of the match, but I would think that Jinder won. But
did you see who came out?
The Great Khali.
Oh my God! Fuck that shit.
Was I right? Did he win?
Yes, he did. It was dumb. Really dumb.
I wrote down who I thought was going to win before I went and before I found out the Great Khali even came out.
So. It was pretty terrible. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I did read up on this this thing where a guy just he knows Hindi.
Okay.
Right? So he's like, I want to turn on the Hindi commentary and see how they're portraying this match. And they're portraying it as Jinder being
the good guy.
The good guy.
Okay.
And that Randy Orton's this piece of shit American. So that's funny. That's pretty fucking cool.
That is actually pretty funny.
So I was like, I wish I understood Hindi so I could, listen to that commentary, because I'm sure it would have been a lot better than what we got with John O'Clock and all those other assholes.
It's John O'Clock, motherfuckers.
That's right. And it was a pretty shit pay-per-view. You didn't miss much at all. Yes!
All right.
So bad. Such a bad pay-per-view.
Well, let's move on then.
All right.
Yes!
Countdown to Comic-Con. Countdown to Comic-Con. Countdown to Comic-Con. It's a countdown to Comic-Con. Hey, everybody. It's a countdown to Comic-Con. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just let everybody know, Elijah does that live every week. Every week, he just plays the music and laughs.
I'm not good.
Question.
Huh.
This is probably the most, and maybe it's because of you.
Uh-huh.
And maybe Cole, or YouTube, maybe. But I'm usually just blasted with Comic-Con shit, or Comic-Con shit going on the week of Comic-Con. This week just doesn't feel like Comic-Con. It's really weird. And like I said, maybe it's because of you. But also, like, all the YouTube channels that I have I'm subscribed to are always talking about. I just didn't feel like Comic-Con this week.
Whatever happened to the, what was it? Not C4, but some dumb channel.
They
would always, G4, they would cover the Comic-Con and stuff, and they don't do that anymore.
Huh.
So,
nobody gives a fuck about Comic-Con anymore.
And I was camping, I was full of leeches and hornet stings and whatnot. Yeah, I didn't really catch a lot.
Funny year. That's all I
was actually happy to be out of town for that.
Yeah, but they did release a lot of trailers, so
Jolene,
we're actually into
this. Get
your
badass back in here. It's time for the trailers. It's time for trailer trash. Wow, right into it.
There's a lot of trailers released.
Sure.
One of them that I liked was Triple Threat. You know, we already talked about that. Michael Jai White and a bunch of other people. Some of these we don't really want to talk to too much because Cole hates trailers.
I agree.
He just hates it.
I agree.
You do too?
Let's talk about the Netflix one.
We won't
one.
Spoil it.
Let's talk about the Netflix one.
Hey, wait.
One.
Can I talk about Netflix for a little bit?
Uh-huh.
What?
When you go on a Netflix, like, say you go to your queue and you're, like, looking at a movie and you just want to press on it to get the description of the movie.
Okay.
Does it start playing the movie?
Yeah.
It does? Like, before you press play?
On the TV. Not on the phone or the tablet, but on TV, yeah.
It just starts. Dude, Netflix needs to stop doing that
shit. They're trying to get you to watch
it. No, they need to knock it off. Maybe I don't want to fucking watch the movie until I want to start watching the movie. Maybe I just want to read the goddamn description.
Well.
And, like, I'm trying to read the description in the movie starting, and it's like, dude, knock this fucking movie off. Maybe I don't want to watch it. That's some bullshit.
That is some bullshit.
All right. Anyway, now I'm done.
Yeah!
Yeah, Netflix.
Okay. Anyway, so let's hit up with the Netflix trailer right away, which is Stranger Things.
Stranger Things
season
2. Haven't
watched it, and I'm not going to watch that trailer.
I was watching the Philip DeFranco show, and he showed just like two clips from it, and it looked like Cthulhu was like in the sky.
Ooh,
you know
that would
who
be
Cthulhu
cool.
is, right?
Yep.
He's that big squid thing, like that big floating.
I know what that is.
Oh, dude, it looked awesome. But I caught a 2-second clip.
I'm not going to watch that. But I heard about it and I'm excited for it. Even though I think it should have been a standalone series. It would have been really great as that.
I was
so
talking to
Elijah,
Cole.
But
yeah.
I'm like thinking
I was talking
they
the
left
other
it
day.
pretty.
But
they left it. They made it pretty obvious that they were going to try to do a second season.
And maybe the reason I think that is because so many of my childhood favorites and, you know, adolescent favorites are one-hit wonders. They're cult classics. You know what I mean? So I think maybe that's why I'm like, eh,
so many of your childhood favorites are sequels, though.
Well, like Goonies didn't have a fucking sequel.
Yeah, but Gremlins, there were so many movies where you didn't even see the first one, and your favorite movie is their sequel.
Depends on the movie. That was later in life, Cole. You're just moving weird. On.
Justice League had a new trailer.
I did watch that one because I hate DC comic book movies. So I did watch that.
Yeah. We were all up on Wonder Woman's dick just 2 weeks ago.
And it's Clint, not Dick. And it was awesome.
It can be whatever I want it to be. She's a fictional hero.
With a dick.
But it looked good.
It did. It did. I liked what did I like about it? I didn't like Batman. I liked Wonder Woman. The Aquaman looks pretty cool.
I think Aquaman always looks really cool.
I think he'll probably be one of the cooler characters in this, even though he's always portrayed as a piece of shit that nobody likes. I think he's going to be probably...
I think Elijah's the first person that's ever said Aquaman always looks
pretty
cool.
Always looks cool. I mean, come on. Like, when he was in the really tight yellow and green and...
The orange the blonde, and gold
or whatever
green.
It was, yeah.
I don't know about that one.
With the fins coming out of the back
that's
of his
legs. That's what he should have looked like. Come on.
How about Ready Player One? Was that...
Ready Player One was another one
that
showed.
Is that a cartoon or not? I seen a 2-second clip of that. And I couldn't tell if it was cartoon or live action.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Steven Spielberg's doing it, so it's probably going to suck. But I did watch Big Fucking Giant last year, and that movie kind of sucked.
Ow. Well, nobody watched that one. So, anyway.
It's true.
Thor Ragnarok.
Not
going to
watch
one.
The next trailer for that.
I heard that.
I'll see you in the theater.
That one
did you see
cool.
those like, pretend trailer? Or those, like... I don't know what they were. Those web shorts with Thor and his roommate, so-and-so from work, like Kevin from work or something. Like, Thor's just...
Okay.
Like, they were doing Civil War and Thor wasn't in it, so they were explaining where he was. He was, like, in Australia hanging out with his roommate.
So was this, like, actual Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay, okay.
Apparently, they're just taking that dude, the roommate,
okay,
and they're going to give him an origin story in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, really?
That sounds actually kind of funny. I'll try to, if we remember, I'll try to find those.
Write it down.
For you on YouTube. I don't want to.
Okay.
I've already seen them. I don't care if you see them.
Looks awesome. Jigsaw. Did you watch that one?
I saw that there was. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay.
How many more fucking movies do we need of this series? But go on.
Well, technically it would be Saw, 14? How many ever they made? But I think it's... I think it's a prequel. It's just called Jigsaw. So
you know what?
What?
It's actually about the record store owner from the episode of Seinfeld. Did you know he was in that? It's when Kramer got a hold of all those records and he takes them down to the record shop. He's like, I'll give you $5 for them. The record store owner was Jigsaw, the actor. So maybe,
oh, the guy.
Yeah, maybe that'll be his origin story.
Back
I don't
when
know.
He was, okay.
Maybe, I don't know. It'd be a cool tie-in, though, wouldn't it?
Did you watch a trailer called The Shape of Water?
Cylindrical.
It's Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, really?
And it's about like this. I think it's kind of like 1940s, maybe 50s. They have, scientists, government has this amphibian type creature, kind of like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Sure.
In a cage or whatever. But
is it a Spanish speaking movie?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, from what I got in the trailer. But this chick is also deaf, so she does sign language and whatnot. And I think throughout the story she connects, you know, with the amphibian man or whatever it is. but when you watch it, like, here's a few things. Okay, one, it's directed by Guillermo del Toro. Two, it's in this amphibian looking guy. And then there's also a scene where she has these different eggs kind of placed out for him to eat.
Okay.
Does that remind you of anything?
Yeah, it reminds me of the dude from Hellboy.
Yes.
E.T. with the Reese's
Pieces. So I wonder if it's like Abe the guy from Hellboy, if it's sort of a prequel for him or just
no, he's not doing anything else with Hellboy. He remember they're making the third Hellboy because he wasn't able to do the third one, so they're just rebooting it.
Okay,
so he's got nothing else to do with Hellboy.
I don't know. If you watch it, it seems very.
I actually now that you're bringing this up, I remember seeing like parts of this.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it looks like it, but I doubt it has anything to do with Hellboy at all.
Right.
That's weird, because, like, I just wanted to Google search the picture of that character, and, like, he's, like, the first five images.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
He looks different than, like, Abe did, but, I don't know, kind of an odd premise. It seems very
But Hellboy is reminiscent a comic book, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be weird, though, for them to do that character from a comic book and not really say it's a prequel. That's weird.
Right. And then the other one that I was kind of excited for action. Is the Disaster Artist.
Oh, here it is.
What line? What is line?
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay.
Action.
What is line?
Take 13, action.
I did not hit her. Okay.
So line. He's saying they didn't do this many takes.
It's not true. It's bullshit.
That's what he said.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Take 67, action.
67.
I hit her.
No.
You're doing great, man. We'll get there.
Action. 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 Action.
I have to say out loud. I can't hear her in here. Say action so I can hear her.
Okay. Action.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
That's going to be pretty awesome.
I was so happy I actually nailed the line.
I definitely have to check out the room now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it, whatever, you know, another thing that like got me wondering was all the green screen in the trailer, right?
Yeah.
So if you watch that scene, it is shot on green screen. So I'd really like to know what the story behind them shooting on green screen is, and right. I'm sure that'll
because
know,
like I've seen that scene and like it's just the skyline,
right,
you know, like
right.
The rest of New York or whatever, wherever they're at.
San Francisco.
Oh, San Fran, huh?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, check you would out. Know. Yeah, that was pretty much it as far as I had for trailers. There, you know, did I bring up the one about Avengers getting leaked and whatnot?
No.
And then they haven't officially released a trailer for Avengers Infinity War, but they've showed it at the cons. And some people had their little cell phones and whatnot.
They
and
have to know that's going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
But it's always never good quality when that
no,
shit comes
I know,
up.
But
so I saw something that was shit quality, and somebody's head is in the way, and it was awful. But it showed a few cool parts. You did get to see Black Panther, Spider-Man in a new suit. I couldn't quite tell because the quality was so
sure.
Shitty. Thanos, of course. And I... pretty sure he punched Iron Man right in the face.
Nice.
Thor at the beginning kind of runs into the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's how it starts. But he's like floating in space, like in his garb that he's wearing in the Thor trailer, you know. So his gladiator stuff. So I don't know if he just gets knocked into space, and then they happen to be flying their ship by, and he just run into him, but. It's just kind of neat to see them interact, at least at that 1 second.
Right, and they haven't released this yet for the public?
Right, but it's got to be soon. So next couple
sweet.
Weeks, we're going to get a real sweet trailer for that.
Awesome.
Yeah, tootily-doobler.
All right, turn it down a little.
There he always says that.
Well, we can't talk over that.
It's a good jam. What is this?
This is Crawling by Linkin Park.
Why are we playing this?
Is this the big one?
I guess so. This one of the singers of this band died at 41 of hanging. He hung himself. He was friends with that other dude who...
Chris Cornell.
Yeah, Chris Cornell, who hung himself. I guess he hung himself on Chris Cornell's birthday.
What?
What was his name? Chester Bennington. So
quite the bummer, man. He was definitely one of my favorite artists when I was a kid, you know, growing up.
I never was really a huge fan of these guys. Like, I wouldn't turn the station, but I never went out looking for their music.
No.
You know what I mean?
For me, it was like the first two records, you know. I really liked the first two records, and then after that, I didn't care for their stuff after that. But, you know, still, it's a bummer.
Really, I like the one song they had in Transformers. So every time I'd hear that, I think of Transformers.
Transforming robots.
Transformers. Cool.
I don't know what the song
in disguise. I don't know which one it was. Robots but, in man, disguise. Like, 41 to kill himself. I don't know.
He suffered with depression for all his life, too, just like Chris Cornell. So
damn. It's just behind, one of those things. Like, six kids.
Oh, six Jesus. Kids?
Something like that, yeah.
Christ.
That's too bad.
Very much too bad.
Speaking of kids, John Hurd died at 71. He was...
he wasn't a kid.
He was Macaulay Culkin's dad in Home Alone.
What?
Yeah.
I heard about this.
Oh.
So the dad from Home Alone died. He had minor back surgery, and then he was recovering from it, and he died in his hotel.
Really? No, I gotta say this.
What,
like,
how old?
71.
I gotta say this. I was really, like, sad at, like, initially, and then I thought about it, and, like, I didn't see him in anything else.
Dude, he was in so many goddamn movies. But, like, you really can't name any of them.
Definitely a character actor.
Like, he was in a lot of movies. You'd just see him and be like, oh, that's Kevin McAllister's dad.
That's right. That guy.
And then you'd forget he was in there. He was in, like, the Pelican Brief. He was in some bigger stuff in the late 80s, early 90s. The one that Elijah remembers him from is Cannibalistic Human Underground Dwellers.
Yep. Cannibalistic Human... He was in that?
Judd.
He was, wow. The main guy. Was Judd.
No, he wasn't Judd.
He was the Judd.
He was like, I think a reporter or something trying to break the story on the Judd.
That's the way you should.
Judds in the sewer. What the hell's going on here?
You're thinking of Chodes.
Jones.
Chode.
Can we make that
apparently
a
he was yes. Apparently he was a little bit of a chode. Apparently he did knock around one of his ex-girlfriends and then got in trouble for going to his son's school without permission, trespassing on the school grounds and shit. So
this guy did?
Yeah.
I'm glad we brought up his shitty past, and you know.
Me too.
Yeah, that's really nice of you guys. And he had what, six kids?
No, this guy had three.
Oh, okay.
Red West died at 81. He was a good friend of Elvis Presley. He was Elvis's bodyguard for a little bit.
Is he the one that found him on the toilet?
No.
No, he got canned.
He got shit canned.
No pun intended.
He
but
got
like,
shit canned for basically telling Elvis that he was doing too many drugs and for beating up fans who were being too aggressive.
And then 2 weeks later, Elvis got shit canned.
Yeah. So
in life.
He was an actor best known for the original Walking Tall, the movie Walking Tall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing he was really known for was he was the gas attendant in Roadhouse.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you remember the gas station attendant in Roadhouse?
Yep. No, I've never seen it.
What are you playing?
What?
Home Alone.
Oh, okay. It's not even Christmas time.
It's not even...
John Hurd died!
Fuck that, dude.
Okay, fine.
So that's all we got on Red West. And Flo Steinberg died at 78 years old.
Was this a rapper?
No. She, a 78-year-old, yeah.
I'm thinking of Flo Rida.
So, Flo Steinberg, she was Stan Lee's secretary.
What?
She was Stan Lee's secretary. Okay. And it was basically Marvel Comics at this point was just Stan Lee and her. They were the only two members of the staff. Oh. Everyone else was a freelance artist. They were all... There was writers and artists, but they were all freelancers.
Right.
They expanded it so that these writers and the artists were part of the actual part of the company. They were under contract. And so they went from being a two-staff, like a two-person staff, to having a real bullpen full of staffers and artists and writers. And
they're still doing like a Stanley sort of story, but they're going to... fictionalize it. That's like, so I dumb. Think like they should just go back and do like a Mad Men style.
They should do a story on a Mad Men style. This this lady, everybody awesome. Loved her. And then after she quit Marvel Comics because they wouldn't give her a $5 raise, they said that was one of the biggest mistakes they ever made, was not giving her the raise because like everybody loved her. Well, she published her own comic, a one-shot comic called Big Apple Comics. It was like the first alternative comic. It wasn't really a superhero comic from DC or Marvel, and it wasn't really like an independent comic. It was kind of bridging the gap between those things.
Sure.
They made one issue. Neil Adams was an artist in that. It's like one comic with like three or four different stories in it.
Okay.
So it was all, most of them were set in New York City and shit. Hmm. So she published that, and I guess that was something that people admired her for and shit. So anyway, that's what I got for dead people. Do you guys got any other dead people?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Time to shut up that shitty music.
Thank you.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
This week I went to Planet of the Apes again.
I'm just joking.
No, I God, I wanted to see Valerian so bad.
Oh, you didn't go.
I waited. I could have gone today.
You could have.
But I waited. I'm like, okay. I'm going to wait and see this one with Elijah because we're going to see this together.
Well, I can go on Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right.
Or Thursday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Cool. It apparently flopped at the theaters.
Really?
Yeah. Bad.
Oh, shit.
It came in behind like some shitty movie called Dunkirk, which we'll talk about now, because I went to Dunkirk this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I had no interest in seeing it.
I really...
For one, here's my reason. It was PG-13. It's a war movie.
Yep.
And it just didn't look good. I've watched every trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I like some of the actors that are in it.
Right, right.
And it just didn't sell it for me.
For me, I was like, something's got to be weird about this. You know, something's got to be amiss.
Who did this movie again?
Nolan. That's kind of what I thought. Like, maybe he's got some sort of twist or some sort of whatever. This was the longest fucking hour and a half movie I've ever been
to. Hour and a half?
Like 100 minutes.
Huh.
That's all it ran. It went for a short time, but it felt like a long time. It was really dry and drawn out and boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way they cut the fucking movie together was really bizarre. It was like, you're watching it, you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden it's nighttime. You're like, wait, what? And then you have to figure that out in your mind. It's like, okay, wait, they're cutting this together in a really weird way. They're shooting it and cut it together out of order.
Yeah.
Because like, this will happen. And then they show this kind of story. I don't know. So Dunkirk, it's about some boats saving some people on a beach. And that's about it. That's life. I don't know. This one, did it Cole, you're bored. Just me talking about it.
Yeah.
It was not a very good movie. Apparently some old guy from World War II went to it.
Okay.
He said, this looks like I was there back in the day. And he said, Jesus, like, who dug up this guy to go to a movie?
Well, they did that when Saving Private Ryan was a thing. They brought out all the vets from the grave,
so,
you know,
to watch it. What's going to happen, like, when they, like, think about it? So how long ago did that happen, World War II?
Eight years ago.
Well, okay, this guy was 20 when it happened. He's 70 years ago is when this happened, right?
Okay.
So, like, 70 years from now, or whatever Vietnam was, are you going to bring back the Vietnam vets to this, to these movies?
Yeah, probably.
Fucking PTSD and shit? Fuck that
and
shit.
And then after that, it's going to be the Afghan-Iraq stuff, and...
This is what it was like back in my day. They can all wear body
back
cams
in
now.
In my day, well, we used to take our fingers and... stick them right up our bums. But that was before the war.
We're so respectful to our veterans.
Oh, sorry.
You can't be sorry. You're recorded now.
That wasn't recorded. Even me.
It was our...
Did it sound like me?
It was our special guest that we brought in for a Dunkirk review. Welcome, sir. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Anyway, so Dunkirk was pretty fucking boring. That's all I got to say.
Right.
I mean, so what's your rating?
Maybe like two. I mean, like it was well well shot. And cinematography was nice. And Ed Hardy was in it. He's always a plus.
Ed Hardy. The dude who designed shirts? The shirt designer was in it?
Yeah. He was designing the shit out of those Nazi uniforms. Nah, Tom Hardy. Sorry, that's what. Misspoke there. Anyway.
God. It's ruined the film. I'm never going to watch it. At first, I was like, oh, maybe on Netflix.
It was so realistic, DVD. Except for those uniforms.
Right.
Yeah, it just wasn't doing it for me. We'll give it like 2 out of 5. Why not? Yeah, it felt pretty flat. So, well, there you go.
Any right, other cool. movies?
No, I guess I was going to see Valerian, but then I decided to wait for Elijah because we wanted
I seen Rogue One finally.
And?
It was better than you guys made it sound.
It wasn't that
good. Yeah, I didn't care. I thought the movie was all right.
I didn't care Taylor about the main characters. You're right about time. That. I didn't care about the two main characters.
You liked the robot, though.
I liked the robot, and I liked the I liked Donnie Yen's character, the blind, almost
cool.
a Jedi, and I liked the other dude with the long hair. The pilot was all right. The crazy pilot. It was crazy because they gave him like a fucking leech on the head or something.
They should have put Donnie Yen in that Triple Threat movie.
Forrest Whitaker.
Badass.
Fuck Forrest Whitaker. He was in that movie for 10 seconds.
He had a robot leg.
He actually sounded like your guys' old man voice, was how he sounded in the movie.
Yeah.
But it was good. I actually liked the action better than all the other Star Wars movies. Darth Vader was badass, too. He's
fuck Darth Vader.
Fucking messing up
dude,
rebel
that was
soldiers.
Fucking awesome.
And he's like force tossing them bitches around and he's
that
chopping
made
them.
The whole movie. Like okay. at the end there, when it's just like
I do get what
that's
you're
how
saying.
Darth Vader should be.
I do get what you're saying about the CGI with the what's his face, the dead bitch who.
Yeah.
Not Carrie, but the other dead bitch. That CGI looked a little off.
God, Jesus, can you have some respect for the dead?
Hey, he's been dead 20 years. I don't
no,
have to.
Carrie Fisher. You were like
20 years.
Did you say that? I'm not gonna repeat it.
I know we're on a goddamn
fuck you.
We're on a goddamn like Star Wars tangent now because the problem I had with Darth Vader was not that it was Darth Vader. It's like where's the fucking segue? Like here he's just being badass and throwing people around and shit, and then all of a sudden
the segue is that's the end of the movie and it's the beginning of the New Hope.
I understand that, but did he magically lose all of his powers once he walked through that fucking door?
No,
I
the mean, thing Jesus. Is, it's like we watched the original Star Wars, and then when he fights Obi-Wan,
jeez,
that was a bullshit fight.
Yeah,
and it sucked. And people are like, you know what, Darth Vader. Fans made Darth Vader bigger than he was.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed
because he was
to be that
a
powerful.
Pussy throughout all that shit. Even though he was supposed to be all great and powerful, and he'd just choke somebody from across the room with his giant cock.
Yeah,
but then like somebody stepped up and was like, you know what, he can do all this, and like boom, you know, it's like
thanks, George.
Darth Vader was awesome in Rogue One. That was the most I ever liked him.
Like, yeah. I'm not saying like it wasn't awesome, it wasn't cool, but it's like, dude, like this is like. Now he doesn't have any of those awesome powers. Why did he just choke out fucking Obi-Wan?
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Because Obi-Wan had the Force and he was
but
forcing
maybe,
his
like,
throat open.
Their power, their powers were just so combined that they just couldn't even like hit each other.
Yep. Probably.
So they just kind of stood around and
they just
and
swung,
then Obi-Wan's
they just
like, well,
swung their sabers.
Slew you.
All
or
right.
then he just disappears.
Should we talk a little movie real quick?
Sure.
Or sorry, a little TV?
Sure.
Okay, let's
do we
it.
We have to?
Real quick.
Yeah, we will. Just a real quick, because you guys don't watch TV ever, so I'll just talk TV. You have a TV theme for me to play? I don't even care.
No.
I'm going to talk a tiny bit about Preacher. Kay. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Dude,
also.
You watched it without me?
You said watch it!
No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You hurt my feelings, Taylor.
I didn't. You told me not to delete it. You said,
"Oh, that's
don't
true.
Delete it." So I didn't delete it. So I hope you're happy. I didn't delete it.
I'm not happy. I'm
valuable
upset.
Space up on my DVR. But anyway, so I watched Preacher
so
last week.
Birthday.
Sorry,
advertisement. I watched Preacher last week, Cole.
Okay,
and Elijah.
We are gonna watch it, right?
We can watch it tonight.
Okay, cool.
And here's my takeaway from it.
Okay.
Why this song?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just keep talking. Don't get distracted.
Preacher was probably the most boring I've seen, but it was all stuff that you know needed to happen. They needed to tell a backstory.
It's like
right? So
it's like a setup episode.
Yeah. So it wasn't.
You have to have those episodes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not bitching about it. I'm just saying this is probably one of the more boring episodes just because of what they did in it. And we will watch that tonight. If
cool.
You want to.
Yeah.
And then I also watch Game of Thrones. Holy shit.
Spoil it. I don't care. Just spoil it because Elijah didn't see it. So just be like, tell me the ending.
It was just really awesome.
Yeah.
You gotta love Samwell. He's a really cool guy and a really cool character.
Okay.
He's a guy that's trained to be a maester. Uh-huh. You know. So he's reading through this book, right? He's like, you remember the doctor from the last where he's cutting up that dead body?
Yeah.
So he goes up to him. He's like, dude, like grayscale. It can be cured.
Okay, right.
So there's this scene where I'll just spoil just a little bit. There's a scene where he's like, all right, we're gonna cure you of grayscale. It's going to fucking hurt. So here, bite on this. And drink. And he like hands him a bag of rum. He's like, now drink all this.
Right.
It's going to fucking hurt.
And some sort of anal bead thing from another guy's butt to bite on.
Yes. And so he's going through the procedure, and it's just like, oh, pretty gnarly.
Cool.
So that's something to look forward to. And Game of Thrones this week was really cool. Liked it a lot.
I like it a lot.
You got the Greyjoys fucking shit up. That's always fun to watch.
Cool.
So do you have a 10 list?
No 10 list this week.
Well, that's okay. I have a final story.
The final word.
Do we have any other final stories? Because I want to end on a high note.
Oh, yes. Loot Crate. I picked up a Loot Crate this month because it had some sweet animation stuff. So I got two Slurm Can Koozies. Fucking cool. A Peace Among Worlds Rick that's flipping everyone the bird. And some cards and a t-shirt. Loot Crate this month, they did all right. I recorded a video, but it didn't turn out too well. And shout out to Kelly for drawing my fish.
Yeah.
Kelly's the girl who did the outline on our caricature at the Minneapolis Wizard World Comic Con, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, and then you sent her a picture of your fish.
Yes,
and she
will you draw my fish? And she said, yeah, man, totally.
That's cool, man.
And so she did a caricature of my fish.
And it looks very good, I guess.
And my fish is stupid. Like, he's retarded.
Well, I mean, he must take after the master.
I'm guessing so, because, like, the other night, I'm like, dude, he's fucking dead.
I just said I just called you retarded.
I know what you said.
And you're like,
and
yeah.
And he's belly up. He's belly uh-huh. up, right? I'm like, what the fuck, man? That sucks. So I go over, and I'm going to, like, scoop him out, and he swims away.
Hmm.
It's like, what the hell? So,
I don't know. Just
kill anyway, so shout out to Kelly for drawing my fish. It was fantastic.
That's all, Cole, what's the final word?
That's all I have for my fish stories, my fish tales.
So last night, Elijah has this game on his phone that we play. I can't remember what it's called. Heads Up.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And you put the phone on your head. And there's like a topic on there, like, and then you got to guess like the clues. So like you can guess like famous people or songs and all this stuff. Well, we were doing movies, right?
Right.
And a movie comes up. And Elijah shouts out, Nancy was going. She has the phone on her head. She can't see what it is, but me and Elijah can. And Elijah shouts out to her at one point, this movie is my guilty pleasure, right? And I just bust the fuck out laughing, right?
Can I guess what his guilty pleasure is?
What?
Magic Mike.
The Princess Diaries.
That's a good movie.
What? Yeah! That's his guilty pleasure. But right? So then I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to write that down in my notebook and tell him and say that on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, ha, 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 good one, right? So we take a little break and I pick up my notebook and I start writing. He's like, wait, what are you putting in there? I was like, your guilty pleasure. He's like, stop writing. Stop writing things down.
It goes back to like, why the fuck do I tell you guys anything?
But then,
well, that's
what was he saying? Oh no! Then Nancy, she was a little buzzed up. She goes, she said something about, yeah, sometimes I'll walk into the room and just be like, "Are you watching this movie again?" Like, and he's like, "Would you stop piling on?" Like,
Hey, he was Princess so Diaries is a great ass movie. Highly recommend it.
And
I'm
he
just
kept denying that he said it
to
all night. Now he's just like, he's accepting it. But
I was like,
last night
I thought it was the Princess Bride.
I thought it was the Princess Bride. I couldn't read the card right. Hey, Deanne! So anyway, that was my final word.
That's a good word. That's not what you told me what your guilty pleasure was, though.
What was it?
Hey, Deanne, guess what Elijah's guilty pleasure movie is? Princess Diaries.
She's what are you laughing
for?
She's laughing at you.
Why is that funny?
It's his guilty pleasure.
It's not funny.
It means he's embarrassed about it. He wouldn't normally say it if he wasn't drinking.
What a fun episode this was.
Slipped out.
That's all right. I'm sure there'll be more in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, there always are.
Hey, did you get that video I posted on your wall, the Teddy Ruxpin thing?
Yeah. I totally got that.
You didn't comment on it, though.
No.
Were you mad? Sorry?
No, I just didn't have time. I didn't have time for a lot of internet shit this week, so.
Whatever,
you guys.
All right. This has been Comic Can Koozie. Thanks for listening.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings.
And now I'm Cole Wise.
I don't know. I'll just play a little outro here for everyone.
What is the deal? Does it?
More like a...
Maybe what?
Maybe it's higher. Like
yeah.
A baritone.
You try it.
What?
You try it.
How do you want me to say it?
What is the deal with...
What is the deal with Comic Can Koozie?
Oh, yeah, you are better. What is the deal with Comic Can Koozie?
Even higher, like...
I can't get any higher than that, dude. I fucking destroyed my throat.
What am I supposed to say with Jay Leno?
Oh, dude, that one is easy. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, you're. I cannot get that high, dude. I can get about this high. What is the deal?
Just let him fucking do it.
What is the deal with comic? I'm clipping like a motherfucker, aren't I?
No, not really.
What is the deal with Comic Can Koozie?
Yeah,
what is it?
Hold on. Let me find the level here.
That still doesn't sound like him, does it?
Try it again. I just want to see if you're clipping.
But if... Am I coming through on the speaker?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be, right?
Good. Speaker's all the way down. But I just want to get your level...
We should.
I'm even turning down the right one.
We should.
All right. Continue on the microphone.
Just a. Hey, yeah. Hey. What? What is the deal with Comic Can Koozie? That's worse. No, that one I could tell is shit. What is the deal with Comic Can Koozie? It's not a comic.
I was going to say, Elijah, it would be kind of funny, though, too, if you went and posed. And just bumped up his voice. Can you do that?
You might be able to do that, right? Because you made my voice deep as shit,
yeah,
right?
But, like,